The Hillsborough County Legislative Delegation represents the county in the Florida Legislature. It is comprised of 4 senators and 12 House members. The delegation agreed on several local bills that they will support when the state legislature convenes for its regular session in March. The Children's Museum of Tampa requested a bill that would allow alcohol to be served in the museum. Representative Daryl Roussan supported the bill as a way to generate revenue for the nonprofit museum.
I think that hospitals and some nonprofits such as churches that have halls and places where conferences and events take place have the right message when they say that this is an alcohol-free and a smoke-free environment. But we're looking for revenue streams to help struggling nonprofits. And the word that I'm hearing is responsible, accountable, after hours when children aren't there. And I support creative revenue streams to help our nonprofits.
Of the 16 members of the Hillsborough County Legislative Delegation, Senator Rhonda Storms was the only one who disagreed with the bill. She felt alcohol had no place in a children's museum.
I can't support the motion and I can't support the bill because this is a children's museum that's designed for children. But members, let me just say, I question the wisdom of saying in order to make money, we have to sell booze at the Children's Museum. If that's the precedent that the delegation wants to take, you can take that position. But I would ask you why you don't sell booze at Little League. Why don't you do that? Because, you know, they all could use the money, too. I mean, I find it problematic to say for the Children's Museum to make money, we got to sell booze. Why not sell cigarettes? We could make a bunch of money there. Right there, have the cigarette. We could have, I tell you what, we could have a booze and cigar bar to make money for the Children's Museum.
Representative Ed Homan disagreed with Senator Storms. He said permitting the Children's Museum to have a liquor license allows it to become a venue for community events, which is very different from serving liquor at a Little League game.
These organizations that have these liquor licenses for special events like MOSI, the aquarium, I've never been to one of these where they are in the process of selling liquor. But our hospital every year has parties, and they move them around to these different organizations like the Aquarium or MOSI. And when the doctors go there, they may not have been members of MOSI. And it's a great community event for building membership at the Aquarium, at MOSI, at hopefully the Children's Museum, where the public, when they come and get acquainted with the facility because someone's having an event there, it's a tremendous benefit for the facility. It's not because they're going to compete with ABC Liquors. And certainly the hospital is not going to have their Christmas party at the 4-H Club or the Little League Diamond. So your comments about why don't we let all the kids' places sell liquor, that's not the purpose.
The delegation agreed to support the bill in a 15-1 vote. Storms was the odd vote and said,
I guess I'm on a planet all by myself.
There were many police officers and citizens in attendance to support a bill that would better regulate non-consensual towing companies. Currently, under Florida law, only public or government-contracted towing companies are subject to strict regulations under the Hillsborough County Public Transportation Commission, or PTC. Glorioso sponsored the bill.
Right now, all consensual towing companies are regulated by the Public Transportation Commission. So if you break down on the highway and a police officer shows up, the tow truck that he will call will be a consensual tower that's regulated by the PTC. There's about 50 or 60 consensual tow companies in Hillsborough County. There's about 10 or 12 that are non-consensual. They're the ones that just come up in a parking lot that may have recently put a sign up that says no parking. Take your car and then gouge you when you try to get your car back. So all it does, it says the non-consensual towers have to be regulated by the PTC, which protects the individual. You'll find when PTC looks at the non-consensual towers, it also look at the drivers to make sure that they're not don't have criminal records, sexual predators, et cetera, but also the fees that they can charge so that they can't be outrageous fees. So that when a tow truck shows up, you know that that person is not going to do something illegal. And that's really what happens.
Glorioso said it was an issue he was very familiar with.
I'm not sure if anybody here has ever been gouged by a tow truck driver, but I have a good friend that paid $500 to get his vehicle back one night.
Alex Dunmire is also very familiar with being gouged by a towing company. He was swindled out of a lot of money when his car was towed. He wants to put an end to this type of fraud.
I knew nothing about this issue until last Friday when my vehicle was towed from Wright Brothers. I quickly found out the tow truck driver had my vehicle literally a block away at the Fresh Market parking lot. I went over there. He had another vehicle as well. He charged a lady in front of me $125. When I questioned what he was doing, he raised my price to $175, at which time I said, okay, we'll call the police department. He then said, now your rate is $225 because I have an expired tag, and since I have to pay a ticket for that, you're going to pay my ticket for me. I am fortunate enough to have a job. I could pay the money and get my car back. I just wonder about the people in other parts of Tampa in this area who are struggling with the economy who don't have the money to get the car back.
Andrea Blood is extremely frustrated with non-consensual towing companies. After her husband's favorite car was towed, she said the process to get it back was ridiculous.
They just take advantage to every degree they can for anything they can possibly do. Then when you call them, you have to come down there with exact change. Exact change, no checks, no credit cards, please. And we had to go downtown and deal with this gated thing with all these street people walking around downtown. It was a horrible experience. And worse for the community are what they're doing to other people. There was a Hispanic family there who spoke no English and had no idea why their truck was being impounded. And at least I had my money. I got my car back.
Several other bills also drew support from the delegation. They included a bill that will allow citizens to challenge the Hillsborough County Transportation Committee and two bills that will provide clarifications to the pension plans of Tampa's fire and police and general city employees. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.